Take your Bibles tonight and turn with us, please, over to the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter number 5. 2 Corinthians, chapter number 5. Laura, you tell Landon I'm glad he could make it. Amen. Amen. Landon likes Bible Way time, don't he? Amen. He sure does. A whole lot of people at Bible Way like Bible Way time, I believe. Tell you the truth, I do too. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, in verse number 17, I read our text tonight using the same text as this morning, but keying in on a little phrase, the phrase in Christ. The Bible said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. If you look up that word creature, it means creation, a new creation. That's why the Bible said being born again, not of a corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible seed, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. That's why Jesus told a man that was very, very knowledgeable in God's word. He told him, told Nicodemus, you must be born again. And then he said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That is a creation. God created us in his own image. And he said, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And then we have a new creation. Amen. If we're born once, we'll die twice. But if we're born twice, we'll never die. Now, the Bible said it's appointed unto men once to die, and I want to try to reconcile that right there, and after this, the judgment. But for the child of God, Jesus said, he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. We're just going to change tents, or change houses, if you please. We're going to lay down the old house and take up the new. I want to key in tonight on those two words. In Christ. Pray for me, please. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, we thank you tonight for the word of God. Lord, mostly what I'll do tonight is just read through the scripture. Lord, the scripture, this Bible, sure is a wonderful book. God, tonight I pray tonight that we would be able to rejoice tonight in what we have in Christ Jesus our Lord. Lord, I thought about as the choir sang, all alone. Lord, you did die all alone. But Lord, you purchased a bride, and now you'll never be alone again. Oh God, what a blessing. What a blessing that is. And Lord, we're glad tonight just to be part of the church that was purchased with your blood, the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray, Father, tonight that you'll clothe us in our calling and help us for the next little while to examine the scripture. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want to just introduce the message tonight by saying, and this to me is unbelievable, but the phrase in Christ is found 77 times in the Word of God. 77 times in the Word of God. That'll make you put your seatbelt on, buckle up, won't it? Amen. I'm not going to look at all of them tonight, but I thought about, I'm going to read an illustration in a moment when I get finished with the part about the redemption that we have in Christ. But I thought about the number 7, thinking about completion. And God is just letting us know that we're doubly complete in him. Amen. Listen, when God made me the first time, he made me the way he wanted me. Amen. I'm as tall as he wanted me to be. Amen. I've got the color hair he wanted me to have. I've got the skill set that he wanted me to have. I've told some people, you better be glad you don't have to be coordinated to make a living. Some people are not even coordinated. Amen. But some people are coordinated. Some people have brains, and some people, like Pastor, don't have too many. Amen. So they have to be able to do something with their hands. Amen. But God made us all in his image, and he made us like he wanted us to be. And then he made us again. He made us anew when we were saved by the grace of God. Let's look at some of these phrases tonight. And I want to look at them, and I want you to look at them. I'm not going to expect you to turn to all these scriptures, but if you just wanted to make a note so that you could go look at them later, maybe just write down Romans 3:24, 1 Corinthians 1:30, something like that. You could go back and look them up and read them later and look at these little phrases in Christ. The first thing I want you to see is the redemption that we have in Christ. The Bible said, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Can I say tonight, there is redemption in no other place in this world. There's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And so we see the redemption in Christ. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians 1:30, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Can I say tonight, there's no real wisdom outside of Christ. There's no real redemption outside of Christ. There's no real righteousness outside of Christ. And there's no real sanctification outside of Christ. So the little phrase, in Christ, we see redemption in Christ. First, we see the faith in Christ in redemption. For ye all are the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. That's Galatians 3:26. Ephesians 1:12, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. And the word of God said in 1 Timothy 1:14, and the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundantly with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. It started out by faith in Christ. And after certain days, Acts 24:24, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. You say, preacher, what's wrong with our country? What's wrong with the way things are going in this world? I'll tell you what's wrong. It's outside of Christ. If it was in Christ, beloved, it would be different. Amen. Oh, I've been hearing about, and I hope you have too, the meeting over in North Carolina where one after another, after another, after another, after another are coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ in the free pardon of sin. And they're being placed in Christ, in the redemption that is in Christ. There's faith in Christ in redemption. Then there's forgiveness in Christ in redemption. Listen to Romans 8:1. The Bible said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. The Word of God said in John chapter 3, he that believeth not is condemned already. Oh, thank God for the day I realized I was condemned. But in Christ, the condemnation went away. Amen. And I was forgiven of my sin. And then not only is there faith in Christ in redemption, forgiveness in Christ in redemption, but there's freedom in Christ, in redemption. For the next verse, Romans 8:2 said, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Galatians 2:4, and that because of false brethren unawares brought in, who came in privily to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they may bring us into bondage. Hallelujah. He set us free. Amen. When he saved us by his grace, there's a freedom in Christ Jesus. Listen to this illustration tonight. I believe it'll be a blessing. It blessed my heart. There was a little boy, I read about this in the Daily Bread, who lost his boat. Tom carried his new boat to the edge of the river. He carefully placed it in the water and slowly let out the string. How smoothly the boat sailed. Tom sat in the warm sunshine, admiring the little boat that he had built. Suddenly, a strong current caught the boat. Tom tried to pull it back to shore, but the string broke. The little boat raced downstream. Tom ran along the sandy shore as fast as he could, but his little boat soon slipped out of sight. All afternoon, he searched for the boat. Finally, when it was too dark to look any longer, Tom sadly went home. A few days later, on the way home from school, Tom spotted a boat
just like his in a store window. When he got closer, he could see, sure enough, it was his. Tom hurried to the store manager. He said, "Sir, that's my boat in your window. I made it. Sorry, son, but someone else brought it in this morning. If you want it, you'll have to buy it for $1. Tom ran home, counted all of his money, exactly $1. When he reached the store, he rushed to the counter. "Here's the money for my boat." As he left the store, Tom hugged his boat and said, "Now you're twice mine. For first I made you, and now I bought you. I want to say hallelujah, I've been redeemed. He made me, amen. And then he bought me on Calvary's tree and redeemed me out, my friend, of my sin, and redeemed me out of my lost condition." Another illustration, a gathering of friends at the English estate nearly turned to tragedy when one of the children strayed into deep water. The gardener heard the cries for help. He plunged in and he rescued the drowning child. The youngster's name was Winston Churchill. His grateful parents asked the gardener what they could do to reward him. He hesitated, then he said, "I wish my son could go to college someday and become a doctor." "We'll see to it," Churchill's parents promised. Years later, while Sir Winston was Prime Minister of England, he was stricken with pneumonia. The country's best physician was summoned. His name was Dr. Alexander Fleming, the man who discovered and developed penicillin. He was also the son of that gardener who had saved young Winston from drowning. Later, Churchill remarked, "Rarely has one man owed his life twice to the same person." I'm about to shout glory. I owe my life twice, amen, to the same person, the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. He created me, amen, and made me and let me become a part of mankind. And then he redeemed me by his grace and let me become a part of the family of God. I say hallelujah tonight. In Christ, there is reconciliation. In Christ, there is redemption. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. That's what reconciliation is. It takes two people that are far apart and brings them together. Oh, happy day, amen, when Jesus is over here holy and a man is over here sinful. But thank God, because of the blood of Christ, God can bring a holy God and a sinful man together and reconcile them in the Lord Jesus Christ. Then I'm going to give you this tonight. The simplicity that's in Christ. Listen to what the Bible said. He said, "But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." You know what we ought to ask ourselves tonight? Am I in Christ? Is Christ in me? That's a simple question. Am I in Christ? Is Christ in me? The Bible said here, there was a fear, Paul said, that your minds would be corrupted from the simplicity that's in Christ. You say, "Preacher, what do you mean simplicity?" Listen to 1 John chapter 5, verse 12. "He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." It doesn't get any simpler than that. If you have the Son of God, you have life. And if you don't have the Son of God, you don't have life. 2 Timothy 1:1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus. Can I say tonight, there is no eternal life outside of Christ Jesus. Amen. The Word of God says then in 2 Corinthians 13:5, "Examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith. You prove your own selves. Know you not your own selves, how that Christ is in you." You'll see that in the message tonight. Not only am I in Christ, I'm in Him. He's in me. Hallelujah. That's security tonight. Amen. In the Lord Jesus Christ, we see the simplicity in Christ. The next thing I see is the unity in Christ. The Bible said there's neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither bond nor free. There's neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. I got thinking about this today. I really don't believe there's any kind of difference that two believers could have. that if they could get it to the foot of Calvary's cross, they couldn't work it out. I believe that with all my heart. Brother Wayne, if you and I were at odds with each other, both of us by faith could crawl up to that place where we got saved, I believe we could come up from there hugging one another's neck and forgiving one another and saying, hey, we're in the body of Christ, amen, and it's not worth it, amen. I don't know of anything going on anywhere, but I'm just telling you, if it ever does, you take two believers and crawl up to the foot of Calvary's cross and look at what he's done for us. I believe we too, amen, can be reconciled and have unity in Christ. The Bible said he raised us up together. He made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Romans 12:5. So we, being many, are one body in Christ. Every one members one of another. The Bible said in Ephesians 3:6 that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. I'll tell you, Christ brings unity. He prayed in John chapter 17 over and over and over again. He said to his Father that they may be one, even as we are one. I'll tell you, honey, you don't get any tighter than God the Son and God the Father. And he prayed that we'd be that tight, that we'd be one like they're one. We see the unity tonight in Christ. Then we see the peace in Christ. In 1 Peter 5:14, he said, greet you one another with a kiss of charity. Peace be with you all that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. I want to say tonight, there is no peace outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, my peace I give unto them. He said, my peace I give. Not as the world giveth do I give, but it's a different peace. It's a peace that passes all understanding. There's security in Christ. Listen to what the Bible said. Romans 8:31. You know the text, but I want to read it tonight. I want you to think about that little phrase, in Christ. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? I want you to look at this security tonight. It shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. I want you to notice, he said here, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in, hallelujah, there's the phrase, in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Nothing can separate us. We're sanctified in Christ. The Bible said unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. You say, preacher, what's it mean to be sanctified? I'll tell you what it means. It means to be set apart. Amen. Amen. God told the children of Israel, he said, I've put a difference between you and them. And I believe God has made a difference in his church. He's made a difference in the believer. And he set us apart for his own glory. Amen. He set us apart that we might be used of him. We're created in Christ. I want you to think about this. The Bible said we're his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. I've been around the church now for a little while, and some of the men will tell you, for my own good, I guess I'm a little bit too picky. I guess it's just the way I grew up. Honest to God, sometimes I wish I wasn't that way. I mean, my wife will say, that's fine, honey. And I'm coming back after she turns her head, amen, to touch something up. Amen. All I know where it was over in the youth room. There was just a little bitty crack where two baseboards come together. Well, that's what God made caulk for. It's to put it in that little bitty crack and paint it white so there's no little bitty crack there anymore. Amen. And you say, preacher, you've lost your mind. No, I tell you what I believe. I believe when Jesus works in you and I, he wants to stand back and be proud of his workmanship. I believe, listen, when there's a crack, Brother Al, oh, glory to God, I believe he wants to fix it. When there's a flaw, I believe he wants to fix it. I don't believe he just wants to leave it, amen. I believe he just keeps on sanctifying, keeps on working till one day, thank God, the work will be completed and we'll be just like him, amen. Until that day, thank God, he's going to keep on working. Keep on, my friend, we're created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. A couple more things tonight and I'm done. Been reading a lot of scripture, a lot of truth here tonight. But I tell you tonight, it makes a difference being in Christ. Been perfected in Christ. Listen to what the Bible said. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of the mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And I want you to think about this now. We've been talking about in Christ, and I'll get to that in a moment. But Christ is in us, you, the hope of glory, whom we preach. Watch this. Warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. I used to love a song that said, when he sees me, he sees the blood of the Lamb. You know how he sees me tonight, Brother Gary? He sees me in Christ Jesus. He sees me as worthy. He doesn't see me as I am. Amen. You see, tonight there's a perfecting going on in Christ Jesus. The Bible said, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. Hallelujah. We're in him. He's in us. And he's working in our lives tonight. Then tonight, I'll close with this, our future in Christ. Look at 1 Corinthians 15:19. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we're of all men most miserable. 1 Corinthians 15:22. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. That in Ephesians 1:10, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are in earth. And then these are the three words I want to close with tonight. Even in him. In Christ tonight. That's what's going to make the difference. When you go out there in the graveyard tonight, and Jesus were to come tonight, you know what's going to make the difference on whether that grave burst open at his coming? Whether or not that individual was in Christ. Whether or not Christ was in that individual. You know, tonight, I believe with all of my heart that God is trying to tell us tonight, just take it simply, in Christ, I have every, Brother Ralph, the song said, all I need, wisdom, righteousness, and power, holiness forevermore, my redemption full and sure, he is all I need. In Christ tonight, we have all that we need to make the journey on the earth and to make the journey from earth to heaven in Christ. Oh, thank the Lord tonight. You see, I believe the Holy Spirit, he's the one that comes. He's the one that convicts, but he's also the one that places us in the body of Christ when we place our faith and our trust in him. When we turn, when we repent, when we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, when we receive the Lord. And you can't do any of those things without the other. You can't believe on the Lord without repenting. You can't repent without believing on the Lord. Amen. You can't, my friend, be saved without Christ. I thought about something today, Brother Johnny. All my Christian life, I believe when it, I try to talk to men and talk to ladies, and When I witness to them, and I'll talk to them first about the church. I'll say, where do you go to church? And when they tell me they go to church, I say, that's wonderful. How long have you been saved? And I kind of look at it like that. And if they say they don't go to church, I might say, well, have you ever been saved? But I tell you what I believe. I believe the Lord's going to help me. I'm going to start asking people, are you in Christ? Are you in Christ? Is Christ in you? Are you in Christ? That's the same question. Are you saved? Amen. But I tell you something right now, we've gotten gospel hardened in our generation. Everybody wants to say they're saved. Amen. But are you in Christ? Is Christ in you? I'll tell you tonight, I thank the Lord, don't you, that he went to Calvary all alone. But I thank God tonight that he'll never be alone again. Even that day, Brother Grizzle, he told that thief, today thou shalt be with me. I wonder what that fellowship was like. Today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Hallelujah tonight, to be in Christ. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. There's redemption in Christ. There's reconciliation in Christ. There's simplicity in Christ. There's unity in Christ. There's peace in Christ. There's security in Christ. We're sanctified in Christ. We're created in Christ. We're perfected in Christ. And thank God we have a glorious future in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. He's a wonderful Savior tonight. How many can say, I know him and I recommend him? Amen. Highly recommend him. He's the best friend I've ever had in this world. Let's pray together. Father, thank you tonight, Lord, for two words that have just settled in deeply in my soul since early this morning. In Christ. Lord, tonight, I pray, Lord, that when the trumpet sounds, Lord, that each and every one, Lord, here at Bible Way would be in Christ. Lord, I pray tonight that, Lord, you would help folks, Lord, not to overthink and overstudy, but just to realize tonight, Lord, the question is, am I in Christ? Is he in me? Oh, Lord, tonight, I thank you tonight that you are, Lord, working in our hearts. Lord, I'm glad, Lord, that even though it took you just a week to make the moon and the stars, the sun and the earth and Jupiter and Mars, I think how loving, Lord, and patient you must be, because you're still working on me. Thank you, Lord, tonight. Lord, everyone that's in Christ, you're working on them tonight. Lord, even when you have to chasten us, Lord, you're working on us. You're not hating us, you're loving us. You're correcting us because you love us. Lord, I pray tonight that you'd help us, Lord, to be that man in Christ that you'd have us to be. I pray, Lord, tonight your will be done in this service.